Have you done something you're surprised you're not in the mazes for already?
Goodness gracious.
Got nabbed by the Harmonium and you're facing the governor's mallet and the cold cells of the jailers for the rest of your miserable life? Are your chances of going free as possible as having the lady vouch for your good character?
Oh my.
You might be desperate enough for Ash-Ash and Ash-Assets at Law. Associates Associates and Associates Associates at Law is a city-funded law firm for the poor, the clueless, and the guilty.
Nice.
Apply today to see if you're eligible for the help of a solicitor of the quintuple AM.
The clock is ticking.
We'll legally break the law in your defense.
Well, don't do that.
Ass-Ass and Ass-Assets at Law. We're so bad, we sometimes win.
Ah, here you are, my good fellow. Were you able to situate yourself a little since our last jabber? A good kip is hard to find these parts. Why, yes, indeed. Especially if you value each of your body parts and your physical possessions. Oh, that reminds me. Have you heard the chant about a letter to some poor sods by the Alley of Lingering Sighs? Level Up Luxury Condominium Corporation, or so they're called, has sent them a notice of intent to buy a whole city block. Never have I heard of such hubba. Whole block. No, what absurdity. But apparently, it's real. I have it on good authority the corporation want to tear all the buildings down and build a whole new type of habitation called a condominium. Whatever that is. Ugh. I pity the poor Burks who had a good thing going in the Grey District. 'Twas one of the nicer parts of the hive.
So Agrat would immediately make her way to Beatrice where possible. What would be a good sign of respect for devil to devil? Like a head nod, a bow, a
horn lock?
For Beatrice, yes, she's a fighter. So yes, a head nod is more than enough respect for her. When you arrive into her VIP room, she's just seated on a kind of a throne-like seat. There's a bunch of papers that she's looking over. She has her cigar in her mouth and just kind of peering over a bunch of documents when she sees you in.
This is Bazlan?
Bazlan. When you enter, she peers over her papers and she's like, "Oh, hello, little princess. Haven't seen you in a while."
I wouldn't go as far as to call me a princess. Unless you think a castle getting destroyed is well-deserved. How are you?
Doing all right. Business is good.
Business is always good when you have booze.
She's just kind of chewing on the end of her cigar. She says, "So far, no one has been able to defeat me, so..."
Has anyone been foolish enough to try lately?
Always someone.
And how deep do you bury them nowadays?
I'd say 12 feet under.
I would expect none less from you. Look, we like deadly women around here.
I like the deadly woman, but the poor day laborer, good grief. 12-foot hole, that sucks.
What brings you in today?
I was wondering how much you know about laws in this place.
Laws? I know much more about not obeying them than how to follow them.
I was wondering if you might have any ideas. The House of the Griffin, where I live, it's being bought up by some capitalist pig. And the only way that legally we can take care of this, don't worry, we have many backups. But I figured best to try and play their game at least nicely for about 5 minutes before we burn them to the ground. The only legal way is for me to get to the other side, and that requires a citizenship somehow. Agra would have brought the letter with her from Lulk.
Can I have a look at it?
Just papers immediately handed over. Don't mind if there's a little bit of oil on it. It's fine. It's sanitary.
Yeah. She's like, Okay. I see. Okay. I'm guessing the problem is that, one of the problem, I see many problem with this, is that you cannot go to the hall of the speaker right now, right?
You had hit the nail on the head. Whatever this letter says, I have very little information other than that. Aristides Kana. I know nothing about either of them.
You need to know who this man is. So you would like to become an official citizen? Is that what you were going for?
It's the quickest way right now, as far as I'm aware. I don't even know where to start. I didn't think I would end up in a city of portals and suddenly I would need papers. To be fair, I didn't think much when I was trying my escape.
You should always have paper, lady. You always need papers. How long have you been here? You don't have papers?
I was a stupid teenager running away from home. Look, I was literally starving.
You need to fix that. You need your papers.
Yes, but how?
How come your employer hasn't given you papers yet?
I work in the prostitution district. The only papers they care about are negative tests for STIs. And pregnancy tests, but they only like negatives over there.
All right. I give you papers, you do one or two jobs for me, okay?
Absolutely.
They invite you to their office. Have you come to their office?
In the place where I can't go without my papers? No.
No. They have office in the Hive. Have you gone?
They have an office in the Hive. Where?
Yeah, they say temporary office in the Hive. Black Boot Walk. Have you gone?
No, not yet. To be fair, this was dictated to me by somebody who does not have a tongue and has tentacles.
Alright, ma chérie, you go visit the office, you go do reconnaissance, okay? You go and have a look at who this Mona Zogby is, feel her out, what's her vibe, who is she? She works for Erastus Kana, right? She works for him? What's her deal? Figure out who that bitch is, and then try if you can work an angle on her.
Whatever you ask.
They invite you? Just go. Be happy. Tell them that you want to buy in one of their unit. Charm them. Just play their game. Figure out as much as you can from them.
I'll figure out how to play their game, but the charming thing is going to be difficult. I'll bring somebody better at that.
This Erasmus has a little nobody Mona.
The weak link.
Play that Mona. I want to know. Who wants to put people on the street? I want to know.
I wonder if instead you could take over his business too and branch out a little.
I'll think about it.
Oh, you'd be a great landlord. Well, keep my landlord. He makes the best beholder bread cookies. I'll sneak you some next time.
Beholder bread cookies?
They're little cookies in the shape of beholders. And I like them when he does it extra crispy. Because it tastes just like a little bit on the bottom of home, but the rest is like gingerbread. If you've never had it, it's a delicacy. I'll sneak some to you next time.
Trademark pending.
Okay, you bring me. You bring me. I'll check.
Thank you, Beatrice.
Okay.
I go through this, we're all giving ourselves quests like, oh shit, okay, well we did the task, but now we owe everybody everything? Whose arc do we finish first?
Network of favors.
This is how we build a network.
Network of debt. Perfect.
It's the debt work.
There is a chant told about the Bleakers' massive building on Bedlam Hill. They say it is called the Gatehouse, because it sits at the edge of the Lady of Pain's mazes. A gate to prevent those punished by the lady from escaping their torment. To some, it explains the eeriness of the place. But truth be told, fill a giant building to the brim with the criminally and irretrievably insane, the clammed, the penniless, the hurt, the diseased, and the Clappadocian, and you don't need the mazes to make the place creepy. Now, no one really knows what the original purpose of the Gatehouse was, or what the immense portcullis was meant to keep out or in. But the Bleak Cabal has been established there for the past 500 years, adding sprawling wings to the main crumbling tower. The Bleakers are a weird bunch. They believe there is no point in anything. No grand design, no value in faith or hope. Strangely, though, their answer to utter despair is to give mercy and help to ease the pain of others. They are weird little freaks.
Yeah, so you go and find him in his office. Thankfully, you know that the Dr. Mateen is pretty much always there. Actually, don't think that you've ever heard him refer to anything else besides work.
He doesn't live outside of work. Classic. I mean, that's probably what I'm most used to. That was my my creator, too.
And so you left the work not that long ago. And so when you return, he turns towards you and he's like, did you forget something?
No, I just discovered something at home, actually, and I thought I would come back between hours to get your opinion on something.
Oh, something that couldn't wait until work started again. Tell me. Seems to be important.
Yeah, it's a bit of a time-sensitive thing. I guess the first thing would be inquiring if you had already hired any muscle or had any plans to help for moving the materials for the show next week.
You think we need... Oh, I guess we do have some metal sheets and metal rods to carry around. I know, I actually haven't thought about it. I could always ask some people from the Gatehouse.
Well, I have some friends who could probably use the work if you were planning on hiring out the positions. We have access to a cart. You know, many hands make difficult work much easier. I could easily get 4 additional hands for use of helping us transport and a little bit of setup. They wouldn't need any additional costs once they're there. Yeah, so they basically come on the cheap.
Right. I can get a day pass from the Harmonium, but they have to stay close by.
That would be exactly what we're looking for.
Right. Okay. I mean, I cannot pay a whole lot, but just if they want to help out, see some new sites.
In all honesty, my roommate just wants to know what I do for a living, so I told him if he wants to tag along, it would be cheaper for us than hiring real movers, so.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
That's fine, as long as you can vouch for them that they're not going to cause any trouble for the Gatehouse, that's fine.
If anybody causes any trouble, you can just send them my way. Which, as he knows, does not carry a lot of weight.
Yeah. You've been working with Dr. Mateen for a little while, so he seems to be inclined to take the chance. He says, well, I'm going to need their name at least, so I can submit that to the Harmonium, so I can get a day pass for all of us. All right, so you just need to... The exhibition is on the first tableau at 4 hours to peak. So that means we're going to leave 1 hour before the exhibition. So the exhibition is in 3 days. At 4 hours to peak, that's at 8. So peak is 12 or noon. So 4 hours to noon is 8 a.m. and he said we're going to convene at 1 hour before that, so that's at 7. But you guys would not say that. You're going to say 5 to peak.
5 to peak, okay.
We're going to meet at 5 hours to peak at the gatehouse to pick up all the material, and then we're going to make our way to the Hall of Speakers, and then to set up the exhibition and everything, and then you and I will be doing the exhibition, and then your friends will be able to
enjoy the hours of the exhibition and then help us get back.
Yes. If the application is denied, I'll tell you, but I'll apply tomorrow first thing. So we should have an answer pretty soon.
All right. That sounds good. Random on a unconnected question. If an injustice occurred, which of the factions might be able to help us?
Depends on what the injustice is about.
Say something was stolen from me, or was about to be stolen from me.
Like something that belongs to you, like jewelry, or
something that I'm paying for.
Do you have like a contract for what you're buying?
Probably. I imagine I would.
If it is something that is backed by a contract, then the Fraternity of Order might be able to help you. They're the ones who know the courts, and they are the one who can back you up if you have problems with the court. Though they often, their services are not free often, but you might find help with them.
Yeah, I imagine they're quite expensive. You don't think they would side more with someone who has more money to spend or has more power to throw around?
Yes. Unfortunately, probably. Maybe the Mercy Killers. But again, the Mercy Killers, unless you have justice on your side, they might not. Of course, your question is very vague, so I'm afraid I can't really help you. What's this about?
Well, it's... I mean, so we've got this apartment, right, down the way, and we just got a letter today that's vacating us, and they say they're buying up the whole block, and there's seemingly very little that we can do. We don't have enough money to try and buy up the property ourselves, and I'm not very well versed in legal matters or just trying to get extra coin. Me and my friends are trying to get extra coin so that we can try and get something done about it.
I see. If you can find an office of the Fraternity of Order, maybe bring the letter to them and see what's their take on it. That could be one thing.
Would consulting with them cost anything, do you know?
Probably cost you something, yeah. But at least you'll have like a professional point of view.
I'm going to need an advance on my next paycheck. Okay. Well, thanks for your help anyway, Professor. I've got a lot to do in the next couple weeks, if at the very least finding a new place to live, so.
That is certainly not easy to do in the Hive.
Yeah.
I'll see you in 3 days at the latest.
All right, cool. So, I got us an inn. I got us a recommendation for a faction to go see. And I don't know if there, I was hearing sympathy in that character's voice, but...
Yeah, Dr. Mateen is... he's a scholar, so... he's not the most demonstrative, but he offered what he could. But at the same time, he's not the type of person that they'll stop everything he can to help you out. Yeah. He'll provide, like... stuff within the law that you can do, like, so he'll not be like, yeah, I'll give you a fake ID and stuff like that. Like, that's not him. All right, so everybody reconvenes.
Can I track how he goes about getting a day pass, so if we can potentially have another at least single day option in case this doesn't end up working for us?
He said that he would fill out an application to the Harmonium. what you understand is that it's the harmonium that decides if you're allowed for a day pass out of the hive. So it's true bureaucracy.
But if I did that on his behalf for days that are not related to this outing, obviously it would put his name in bad standing. But if we needed a scapegoat or...
Maybe or maybe not. It really depends if you're caught or if you get into trouble or not. But it seems to be a standard procedure.
Like, is he filling it out and, like, him just mailing it off? Or does someone collect it? Or does he go to a place and fill it out? And can it be done? Could I be doing that in his behalf?
He will go to a place. You would have, that's something that you would have to try out, but he has the paper. When he's asking for the name, he already has the paper to fill out. He will go to the bastion to actually request the day pass. He already has the paper that he's going to fill in. He has a stack of them, the day pass, like in his office. He has a stack of those paper to fill out, but to actually get them issued, he has to go to the bastion to get them approved.
And he needs to have the info, so I need to get the info to him anyway.
Yeah, because he needed the name of the people that needs to have the day pass. Because Dr. Mateen, being a member of the faction, he's a citizen of Sigil. So he can come and go. But for you guys who are not citizens, you guys need to have the day pass.
That's right. We're not citizens. That's right. That's the difference. Okay. Need to get the names, bring them back to him. I'm just trying to figure out, like, if I, like, split, go back home to do things above board, and then 11 follows him and learns the process so that it can be replicated in future. I'd have that knowledge. I'd be able to do it in the next weeks if the 3-day plan doesn't work. And we can have that information. So, yeah, I think I want to split Oylevin so he can, it can follow Mateen to understand the process in which to do this so that we can have that as an additional resource if we need to use it.
So, what you tell Mateen then is that you're not sure of how they spell their name or something, or...
Yeah, sorry. I was just going off of I left without actually telling him any names.
Right. That's fine. He needs the name by tomorrow morning for sure.
By tomorrow. Yeah. So I'll come back tomorrow with the names and probably bring them along just so that I can be like, yeah, these are the folks. Like, they're not made up. They're not bandits. Like, they're not going to rob us. Like, these are the people we can assign jobs now. Like, it would be nice to know. It would be nice for them to know what they'll be doing. We can introduce each other, get the names. Like, for all intents and purposes, this is totally above board. But I also want to have the backup plan just in case.
Okay. So everybody reconvenes then after going off to do each of your own thing. And you're back at the House of the Griffin at the end of the evening, let's say.
Agrat, I know you're more of a bookish type, but are you amenable to any amount of physical labor?
You can see the immediate frown twist on her face as her eyebrows furl and she goes, if strictly necessary.
I could easily lift the weight I grant along with what I am expected to do.
I mean, every team needs a project manager, and Salik looks like he can lift his own weight and then some. I'm not too worried about it, but Professor Mateen is going to want to meet all of you tomorrow so that we can get all of our paperwork in order, and it would probably be best if we all have roles.
I can be the smart one. I'm happy to do that role.
I have noticed you are pretty good at that.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Convincing him that an autonome would be the most efficient use of physical labor.
Oh... I said I was smart, not charismatic.
So Salik is really the only, like, applicable character for actually representing a workforce?
Yes.
All right, you're going to be doing all of the heavy lifting in conversation and in physical labor.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I feel like I've made it pretty clear that we're doing it because we're desperate for coin, not because we're going to be the best thing for the job, but he gets it. Okay, cool.
Have you said that you're going to get paid? Because that might help with Agrat's, like, willingness to do this, because...
Wizards are always broke.
I went to a friend's place and got some ideas. Now... I did not notice this on the first read, but the letter that they send us, they give us an address where we can go and talk to them. I think that's a good idea.
Yes, we should use our words first, and then we shall take theirs from them.
I would like to meet the Ms. Mona Zogby, and if possible, Erastus Kana. If we can cut off the head of the snake. Never mind, murder is not the first way. Or we can sign their souls to be under our control.
Are you implying that slavery is better than death?
Yeah.
I never said they deserved anything better than death. Oh, they're corporate assholes. Fuck them.
Well, that's a different solution.
No. I don't do that. Anyways, we should go investigate. Look, just because I work in a brothel doesn't mean I want to fuck anyone. I'm the numbers lady. I do all the accounting.
Yeah, which is why I can safely assume that you won't be lifting any wood.
Well, she just said that she doesn't do that.
Oh, God, no. Ugh. I hate all of you.
So, you think that we'll actually be able to communicate with these two at this temporary office here?
Oh, probably not, but we can... inquire into the legality of these sorts of things. It smells of hellish bureaucracy. Unfortunately, I am familiar with the stench, so I would at least like to pull on that string to see what it unravels.
Well, I'm fine with that.
So why don't we go do one then the other? We'll go meet your friends and then we can go examine.
I guess playing by their rules wouldn't be the worst thing to start out with.
It's so much more fun to beat them at their own game and watch them wither. To just strip somebody of any self-confidence they had in the game they play and watch them crumble as their sense of self floats away in the wind. There's no better victory. And then, you know, you can consign their soul to your contract, but... they work for a corporation. I don't even know if they would have a soul at this point.
Soul, yeah, probably not. But I don't know. I've always heard that it's difficult to play by the rules if somebody is making up the rules as they go or has control over changing the rules. But probably try. At least we'll get more information.
Indeed. And if they're following the rules of bureaucracy, it's not a fun game to play, but it is one you can win. So yes, let's do both. Salik, did you find anything?
Yeah. Were you able to find anything, Salik?
Well, yes, only a little bit. We need to go back and talk to my doctor friend tomorrow. He said that he would look into some options for us to... get some paperwork, perhaps.
Okay, so another route, paperwork route. Did we ever ask what it takes to become a citizen, or how long it takes to get our citizenship papers so that we can just do this without having to worry about temporary day passes and all this nonsense?
Yeah, okay, so to become a citizen in Sigil, you can join a faction, which is easier said than done, or you can pass a citizenship test, which costs money and which you need a sponsor. You need to find yourself a citizen that is willing to sponsor you, and you need to pay for the tests, and which are held twice a year. Yes, so unless you're close to the date, might not be the best option or route. But yeah, otherwise, citizenship is granted to the faction members, but they're not granted like right away once you join a citizenship, because otherwise then everyone would like say that they're interested. Each faction have their own way of dealing with that. But yeah, so those are the two different ways.
All right, Agrat, how much do you know about time magic? We can just get our citizenship in a year and then come back to this point in time and have our citizenship. It's that easy, right?
No, it is not. I wish.
Well, it should be.
Okay, imagine this. Goblins who can wield magic, yes, with time magic. I would rather not live in that universe.
That sounds fun to me.
No. Or kobolds.
I imagine a lot of messy parties, but, you know, like the same one every night.
That sounds great. No one has said anything that I would actually be against so far.
You're going to need a more convincing stance, Agrat. Sounds like this is the best answer we've come across so far. Work on that time magic for us.
But while you do that, we should also probably do the talking and the nonsense part.
The beating them at their own game until their soul crumbles beneath its own weight of guilt game. It's a fun one.
Is it you prefer this part? Okay. Your way of being sadistic.
Sounds like time forbid. You guys have kind of decided on the plan.
Yeah, are we moving to tomorrow?
Time needs to pass.
Level 5.
Not yet. Not quite yet.
No, I thought it was one level per day.
If only. Okay, so yeah, you guys hit the hay, sleep in your comfortable bed / tub, and get up. Not too late. You guys have stuff.
Yeah, we gotta head on over to Mateen before 9 o'clock.
Does Salix contact a time-sensitive one as well?
Yeah, not really, but yeah, same thing.
No, but it's in the same building.
So yeah, I guess we'll gather everybody up and head over to that district so we can introduce everybody to Mateen.
Once again, you show up at his office.
/ studio, / library, /
you know, like, he's always there, so, it's, you know, like, he's still there at this desk, and when he sees you arriving, he sees that you are accompanied by your friends, and he says, oh, I didn't think you would bring everyone. Hello, Inkton friends? Is that all of them?
Hello.
Hi, hello.
I just wanted to bring everybody by so that you could meet everyone and we can kind of walk them through what we might need them to do. As you can tell, Salik here is going to be doing most of the heavy lifting. Salik, this is Professor Mateen.
And you, well, Professor, I should be of great assistance in whatever it is you need lifting.
Oh, I believe I have heard of you. Yes, you work in the gatehouse.
Yes, I do work at the gatehouse. I work at the hotel.
Right. Okay, yes. A member of the Elited race. Interesting. You are rather muscular for a... I think you shall do the work very well. he turns towards Agrat and is like, hello, miss. You will work with us too?
Yes. It is nice to meet you. I am Agrat.
He shakes your hand.
Agrat will be most useful keeping us on time and directing everyone else to their proper locations. She's a whiz when it comes to bookkeeping.
Oh, is that right? Oh, all right.
Thank you, Inkton.
You know I'm always forgetting times and whatnot, so... I thought that if you worked closely with her, she could oversee any of the parts that you need to let us know and would kind of keep everyone on task.
If you don't mind, I will need everyone's name to apply on the day pass.
Yes.
He takes everyone's name rather methodically. His writing is illegible. As a doctor,
as it would be.
He says, well, I have to bring this paperwork through the Harmonium Bastions as soon as possible, so I know that I'll have an answer before we actually have to leave. So, sorry I cannot entertain you any longer, but I am certain that Ankton will be a gracious host. And he starts kind of shuffling to the side of the wall so that he can exit his office.
Thanks, Professor. I'll make sure it's locked up before we leave.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you all of you. Thank you for volunteering. And he leaves, and he does not seem to be super enthusiastic, but he hasn't turned down your help.
Yay!
Right. So, did you still want to split up with Oileven?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and split it and have Oileven just kind of track Mateen so we can understand at least the process.
Can you tell me what's the process of creating Oileven? And what is Oileven?
You know, imagine someone like squatting in a corner, but they are a little bit formless, and her bottom just kind of starts to quiver as it slowly starts to like separate from her, and then like a copy of her is created as she bisects herself, and then this smaller...
The weirdest description of an at-home childbirth I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's something you guys don't see very often, but are aware that Inkton can split herself, and the smaller version of herself usually just like does a little errand so that she doesn't have to.
I imagine very much Oileven to be like a chibi version of Inkton.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's literally just like her, but small sized instead of medium sized. Yeah, so she segments off herself, and then she goes out the door and like is to follow Professor Mateen.
And it essentially works like a familiar, right?
That's correct. So it's mechanically it is a fine familiar. The difference if this familiar. Can communicate telepathically with it. I can perceive its senses as long as we're on the same plane. I can speak through it.
It's like a dope familiar.
Yeah, it's just like a little bit more amped familiar. It's not powerful in any way, but it is, for all intents and purposes, just a small duplicate of me.
The order that you give to Oileven is tail Dr. Mateen and figure out how the form is submitted.
Yes, that's correct. And don't be seen if you can avoid it.
Can you roll a stealth check for Oileven for the whole operation?
Alrighty, let's see here. Stealth, just general stealth roll for the whole mission?
For the whole mission.
A familiar wouldn't... Yeah, this is no proficiencies. This is correctly done. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't think so. That would be dexterity then if it doesn't have a skill.
8 is not fantastic.
Okay, so that's an 8 in stealth. Do you wish to spend some fortune on that, or are you okay with...
No, I made a decision that I wasn't going to use fortune, because I like consequences.
If you're not actively sharing your senses with Oileven, you'll know when it comes time, when it returns from its mission.
Technically, in order to perceive what it has done...
You have to exchange its your senses with it. So whenever you connect with it, you'd know what has happened.
What has happened to it. Okay, that's what I thought. So yeah, I can either reabsorb it or check in periodically.
Which you can do at any time. It's just when you do that, you're not in your body and not actively...
Yeah, and this is for everybody else's edification. This is the difference between creating a child as a slime versus just having mitosis not fully sentient yet.
This is not an entirely independent being. Oileven has been sent away. The rest of the team, you guys are supposed to go see Dr. Pavel now.
Yeah.
I would absolutely go see Dr. Pavel since we're already here.
you exchange wings and you go through a very different wing of the gatehouse. So instead of being through like more like a academics side, you're going towards more of a treatment side where the Pavel is. And yeah, so you go find him. He's probably just arrived.
Dr. Cedric Pavel, or Void Pavel, as he is known in the Bleak Cabal, never imagined himself joining the ranks of the Bleakers when he was younger, nor did he ever think he would be a doctor. His current self is tall and lean, almost to a comical degree. He wears fastidiously ironed out black suits over white shirts every single day. His black hair is slicked back without a single hair out of place. He has long, bony white fingers with short, pristine fingernails. Perfect hygienic hands for a doctor. He is sure his patients appreciate it. Those who are alive, anyway. He would be handsome if he weren't missing half of his face. From the top of the head over his left eye, rounding up his cheek, looping up over his ear, back to the top, the skin and muscles were removed to reveal the skull. His eye is gone. Covering the missing organs is a swirling mass of opalescent stuff. The sight was, for most people, mildly disturbing and intriguing. One could lose themselves looking at the stuff. Not in a it's pretty to look at kind of way, but more of a the darkness is looking back type of way. Scary stuff. To Dr. Pavel, the stuff was the cause for his late career choice, his presence in the Bleak Cabal, his contribution to the field of research on rare planar disease, and his crumbling sanity. It's a good thing the madhouse is just a wing away.
And for the people who have never seen Dr. Pavel, which is everyone except Salik, Dr. Pavel is missing half of his face. His left side of his face has a skull bare, is kind of covered in a ever-shifting substance that is showing purple and orange colors.
Ooh, he's dreamy.
Opalescent.
And slightly opalescent. And for people who are proficient in Arcana, you may roll. Okay. Both of you would recognize this as a magical phenomenon, but are not able to figure out what exactly is causing this. But this looks like an injury of some sort. This injury has left half of Dr. Pavel's, most of his face.
I mean, it looks like he made out with me and my makeup came off on his face.
So yeah, so you arrive at his office, and he is currently in the process of reading a couple of patient files when you arrive.
I'll knock and I'll say, "Hello, Doctor Bevel. Do you have a moment?"
Oh, hello. Yes. Please. Hello, Salik. And you've come with friends today.
Yes, I thought, we were all kind of in the same area, seeing various compatriots and allies, and basically we all had chores in the same part of the town, so we just all came together. These are also, coincidentally, some of the friends that I had mentioned that we would be needing to help.
Right, about what we talked about.
Yes, indeed. Have you had any news in that regard?
I have made some inquiries last night, and I have more information about how you can make payment for the papers that you requested. If I wish to proceed, there is a parcel that needs intercepting tonight. And if you are able to bring me this parcel, that would go a long way into paying for the papers.
All right, I am certainly interested. Tell me more.
So, you know that some ingredients are really hard to find for treatments in the gatehouse, and that a lot of those ingredients are bought into the city illegally. We here at the Bleak Ball do not feel too bad about intercepting those parcels if they are brought through devious means. if you feel the same way, if you intercept such a parcel and bring it back, that would go, like I said, a long way towards pay for those paper, but I would also be able to pay you as well for the errand.
Personally, I think that sounds like a great idea. I mean, it's not like you can be accused of stealing from someone when you're stealing something that shouldn't exist.
Exactly. That is also my feeling.
So Alex's just gonna, like, kind of side-eye the rest of the party, like, eh? What do we think?
Igdon is going to slide past Syak and grab the doctor's hand and just start shaking it. It's like, yes, thank you for the opportunity. We're happy to help in any way we can. And she's just like googly eyes at his face.
This is Inkten, and then also Agret, and I don't know where the other two have wandered off to.
The doctor shakes your hand in earnest. Inkten. Yeah.
Sorry, can I go make a grapple check?
Naughty!
Sure. I mean, he's pretty surprised by this, so he's gonna make that a disadvantage. So I rolled a. You may roll your grapple.
What is it? Acrobatics, right?
For you, it's a strength. It's a strength. It's a athletics. Yeah. But.
Oh God.
So she's just like thoughtlessly grabbed his hand and like shaking like harder than she probably should and doesn't realize.
I feel like his hand is probably being engulfed in you.
Engulfed, yeah. She doesn't realize like she's not letting him go and it's slowly like not dissolving but like absorbing into her form more and more.
And Dr. Pavel is looking at Salik, is kind of, yes, so I was saying, he keeps talking though, like he's not totally...
We're just going to go ahead and snake out a tentacle and just sort of like pull Inkten off. Oh, I'm sure he's had worse.
He's not totally repulsed, but he tries to continue talking through this. So this group of people who I wish to involve you with, they are called Copper Badgers. They are not a very large...
Oh yeah, badgers. We've come across many badgers in research. Yeah, I know all about badgers, yeah.
They're not a very very influential group of people. And they are not the first importers of what I'm looking for, but pretty minor influential. So I don't think you getting involved there will cause you too much problem.
But let me ask you, Doctor, who do they work for?
That is one of the things that I would like to find out myself. So if you are able to find more information out of these people or on them, that would be good. Because the parcel that is going to be intercepted, either in the parcel or out of the Copper Badger, would be of good information. If you can find out from who they're buying, that would be good.
Right, so, sorry, for a moment I forgot and I thought we were infiltrating them, but no, we are, well...
No, I only want the parcel. The parcel is of utmost importance. If you are able to figure out from who they're buying, that would be good. But if you're not able to get that information, that's not too bad. What is most important is the parcel.
Fantastic. I love a plan that can start with kill first, gather item, ask questions later.
If you agree with doing this, I'll give you the drop-off location of where the parcel is supposed to be located. And then if you can bring it back to me, then like I said, most of your identification papers will be paid.
That would be wonderful. When are we expecting to, do we know when this is expecting to become a hotel?
One of the reasons why this will be so lucrative towards your paper is because this is very last minute. This is happening tonight.
Oh, fantastic!
Salik will turn to Agrat and just say, "Listen, I think Inkton is on board with helping the pretty man with the thing, whatever he wants. So I really just need to convince you, please, please, please. We can do this if they for probably enough passes that if we find any other methods, then we can get ourselves taken care of enough."
Oh, you don't need to convince me.
Nice and easy.
This is in a very gray area, legally. It shouldn't exist, so really anything surrounding it is up for interpretation. This isn't my most fun thing, but I will get my chance later.
Oh, great, let's go.
Let's go.
All right, excellent. Excellent. I'm very glad that you are taking this up. Here's where the drop-off will happen. He takes out like a paper, and you can tell that it's coded, but it has been like there's a written note under it. And Salik, you can tell that this is Dr. Pavel's writing. He has decoded the note. It's happening right under the one of the bridge that you guys use to travel from your home towards the gatehouse, you know, the bridge that spans there?
Right near the Gathering Dust Bar.
Right. There is an opening to the sewers there in the ditch. The sewer opens there. So it's the drop-off is happening there tonight at 1 after NTP.
Fantastic. This is a good opportunity for us to multitask. We can look into the sewers as well while we are there.
Absolutely, if that is what you wish. Just make sure, though, that since it is under the bridge, that you are not spotted by the Harmonium. Too much noise will alert the guards. Do not gather too much attention, as the parcel itself will have things in there that will be seized if you guys are caught. So if you guys are caught by the Harmonium, you will be taken into custody, that is for sure.
Oh my goodness, you're so generous and you're worried about our safety. So nice.
He smiles a bit uncomfortably.
Agrat, you would not happen to be able to do this silence spell, right?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
That would have been awfully convenient.
It would have been. Typically, I do not do crime. I am a paper pusher. Why would I have to use silence?
I don't know. Don't you work in a brothel?
Yes. It's a free meal and money.
I imagine it gets kind of loud, and if you're trying to do paperwork, I would want some peace of mind and quiet, but that's just me.
For me, it's more like hearing cooks in the kitchen. I get the meal out of the energy anyways. I just don't want to participate in the cooking.
It's okay. I can get us anywhere we need to go pretty subtly.
I'm sorry, but you can get us anywhere we need to go?
I can... Well, not anywhere, clearly, but I could make us not loud. I'm also good at causing distractions.
I like it. Let's do it. This plan is coming together spectacularly. Do we think? Oh, man. The question is, are they doing the plan underneath the bridge or in the sewers?
I hope not in the sewers.
I guess we'll find out when we get there. Shouldn't matter too much.
Says you.
We're just stealing a box, right?
I am not too sure. I am not 100% sure, but what I can tell you is that the Copper Badgers, the way to notice them is they wear masks.
Like Copper Badger masks?
It's not in the shape of badgers, but the mask made out of coppers, yeah.
Mist marketing.
Mist marketing.
Maybe that would be too much on the nose. I hope you are safe, and I wish for your success.
Thank you, Doctor. I think we shall have much success. All right, guys, let's go mug some guys.
Let's go fuck them up.
I mean, liberate contraband. Yes.
Liberate contraband. That's a much better way to think about it.
Okay, so all of you, you guys come out of the gatehouse. Look at your lever to find the address that's written on your letter. And it is on Black Boot Walk. Not a small street. It's near the Marble District, near where the grease pit is. It's really near a street that is mostly active at night. So during the day, early in the morning, like you guys are, it's pretty calm. You make your way north, so as in to loop back up and to arrive towards Black Boot Walk. So you'll see me ping.
Is there any assistance that I can provide my familiar as we are making this journey?
Well, you can check in with her right now, and you'd see that Dr. Mateen is still in a lineup at the Bastion, and there is a lot of people waiting in line to, you know, for various reasons with their papers at the Bastion to have whatever they want sorted out at the Harmonium. So whatever it is that the, you know, like the day pass has not been approved or denied at this moment.
Just standing in line at the DMV.
Yeah, exactly. the DMV is like the, you know, driver's license and stuff, right? In the States? Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, Department of Motor Vehicles or okay. Department of Licensing,
yeah.
Where you're literally just standing in line waiting for your number to be
it's
called.
It's the worst.
So yeah. Yeah, he's standing in line, and he's really not the only one waiting to have his paper approved. Or 11 has nothing to report. Has not been spotted either at this time of the operation. So far so good.
Abort, swallow the cyanide capsule.
Fuck.
So, making your way towards the Marble District, you arrive to Black Boot Walk. Like I said, it's pretty dead at this time of day. Very little action at this time of day.
Anything go on during in Shatterbone Street, or are we going through the grease pit to get there?
You guys are going through the grease pit to get there, because you're going towards the north, which loops back up. So that means that you're going through the grease pit. Anyone hungry for something as you're going there?
I mean, we haven't eaten all day, probably.
No, you guys haven't had anything to eat.
I'm having trouble deciding what food a slime would prefer if they had options.
I mean, probably whatever has the highest, like, dispersion of nutrients throughout its biodegradable form. So, like...
I like the idea of her being a vegetarian because they just taste better. It's not because I'm opposed to meat, it's because that... bits of tree has sap, and I like sticky things.
Insects would probably be pretty good because their nutrients would be pretty evenly spread.
Yeah, insects. All right, yeah, I'll drop a copper or two on some random eclectic foods. I'm thinking, I don't know why this is in my head, but like a bamboo shaft with fleas stuck to it, or something like that.
Okay.
You saw that doctor, and now you're thinking about a bamboo shaft? Well,
sorry, bamboo shoot.
It's called a chaos chili split?
Yeah, like a churro, but like, you know, with insects instead of sugar.
Yeah, so basically it is a bamboo shaft that has been split, right? And it has a bunch of different like cans stuck to it with some chili peppers crushed and sprinkled on it. So you have, that's why it's called a...
Oh, I could just give you a culinary idea from space and you just come up with something that sounds awesome.
So that's the chaos chili split, which you can get at the grease pit right now. So yeah, two silver.
Two silver? Jiminy Christmas. Ants on a log.
So someone else is angry that I can't come up with other space food?
Space food.
I mean, I'd say Salik, but he's more likely to try to, like, flirt with and lead away one of the people, like, managing a counter than, you know, order their food, you know.
Brains.
We exit the grease pit, and then Inkton has her chaos chili split. She's munching on those. Crunch, crunch. It's a crunchy, probably fun for Inkton since nothing about her is crunchy, but her snack makes a lot of crunchy noise.
As it's slowly absorbed.
As you exit the grease pit, it opens up onto Black Boot Walk. And the street is not, it's not the most upscale street by any means, but then you see 27 Black Boot Walk. It's like a pop-up shop.
Overnight, in between number 25 and 29 Black Boot Walk, a structure made from a brilliant white material appeared. Next to the buildings on either side that were half crumbled and in various shades of rotting wood, this new construction looked like the last good tooth in an otherwise diseased maw. Tone on tone, the door inside a spiral logo was integrated directly into the design of the building using the white entrance door to the building. The spiral was carved into the facade, an attention to detail that was almost unheard of in the pell-mell mess of the hive. Even more out of place were two perfectly pruned miniature potted cedar trees adorning each side of the door, the value of which could permit a poor sod to eat and drink well until the dusties came for his corpse. Needless to say, the potted plants were secured in place.
And you see the logo on it. There's no letters on it. You just see the logo, which is the door amidst the spiral. And that's how you know you're at the right place. No one there. It seems totally deserted, but you see the place, and there's two little potted plants. Usually there's only one type of plant that grows naturally in Sigil, and they're called razor vines.
So an extravagant pop-up shop with expensive plants.
Potted plants, yeah.
What was drawing us here again?
You were invited to visit the shop to see what the...
This is the temporary office, that's right.
This is the temporary office. What Agrat told you is that she wants to learn more about the lady who penned the letter to you guys. So basically this is the only port of anchor that you have to this entity, the corporation that's writing to you. So that's the address that you have.
So we burn it to the ground, right?
Not yet.
No, we have to talk to them first.
Oh, that's right, talking.
I haven't had much fun here since I came here. Let me play a little bit, please.
Oh, of course, and if they say something unsavory or they are turned out to be bastard men and women, then we tie them up and then we burn down the place.
I mean, I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little curious about what they planned on putting in our street block, so let's take a look.
Turns out this entire operation is the most wholesome people ever. Joke's on you. God, you're a terrible person, but you're delightful.
Oh my god. Yeah, let's go inside.
Alright.
Yeah, lead the way.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Agrat's going to lead the way.
You go right ahead, Agrat.
Yeah. You push the door in. And inside is even more white and shiny and squeaky clean, which is very the opposite of the hive in general. So you enter in, and the first thing that you notice is that on both sides of the walls, it's arcane projection of, you know, imagine those ads for corporation where it's like, have you imagined a world where everything is perfect and you have like images of the sunrise and then you see a couple that's happy and...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I know what you're talking about.
Very corporate lifestyle type of vibes. So there is a projection of that. So it's a, on both sides, it's the same ad for Lulk condo, luxury condo, and they take most of the wall, which is very assaulting right when you get in. So you have like, choose a new lifestyle, and like, you'll never have to step out of your complex again to look for food and like, look out of your window and the world is anew again, and phrases like that. And then in the center of the room, the building is really not big, it's just a showroom. So in the center, in between those two panels that are showing and blasting those ads, you see a model, like a miniature of what they're planning to do with the block. So that's a miniature of the project, right? Like it's all white, it's completely incoherent with everything that's like in
the
hive.
Who's the architect, M. She Escher?
I was about to say, it's like IKEA had a fucking seizure.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's a bunch of units, like blocky units that are stacked on top of each other, and they kind of make this kind of rectangle, and that would take all of the city block, right? And in total, yes, that would make more habitation than what's currently there. And as you guys take in all of that, which is a lot, you notice that standing by the door to your left and right are two very large gifts. So in D&D gifts, if you guys
like
are
animated
not,
gifts?
No. In D&D gifts are hippomans.
Oh, got it, got it.
So
okay.
These are hippomans.
Hippomans.
They are completely identical. They're huge, very muscular individuals. They have what you know is a firearm in their belts, looking at you guys being blasted by all the information that's in the room. Very serious light. They don't say anything, but you guys can tell that they are guards or some enforcers of some sort. And so after you take in all of this, at the far end wall, so opposite of the entrance, is a desk with the Lulk logo. And you can see the top of a head with black hair and somewhat of blue skin. So there is someone behind a desk moving about.
Yes, so she's going to walk in like she owns the place. And she's immediately going to, like, beeline for that desk. And along the way, out of a bag, or a pocket, she will produce the letter.
And this is the end of episode 2, door 1, Jigger to Jigger. I hope you're starting to feel invested. I'm Dia Miriam, and on behalf of everyone at Milestone RPG, I want to thank you for listening to Mobius. As a reminder, I'm letting you know that we publish at a slower pace, as Cameron and I work on the podcast as a passion project when our schedule and health allow it. Fear not, Mobius is here to stay. We now have a Patreon and a Ko-fi page. If you want to support Mobius and help us cover the cost of production, follow the link in the episode description. You can also visit our TikTok page and have access to my DM logs, where I give a lot of details about the Planescape setting. Our handle on social media is MilestoneRPG. That's it from me. We'll be back in a month with another episode.